USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Big Tech allows some trickling of the Hunter Biden email story onto Facebook and Twitter platforms, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News, Silicon Valley is still causing election interference, just like China.
Just as China's trying to influence our election, we now find that Twitter and Facebook are doing the exact same thing, and they should be ashamed, and the American public is outraged about this.
The more than 40,000 Hunter Biden emails, text messages, and images continue to be investigated. The Trump campaign held a rally Sunday evening in Carson City, Nevada, all the while the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was stumping in North Carolina. The next presidential debate will be held in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday. Topics: fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Health officials are saying coronavirus-fighting drugs are almost here. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki explains.
As COVID-19 cases in a number of U.S. states continue to rise, the Trump administration is asking Americans for a little more time and patience. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells NBC's Meet the Press that effective treatments are just on the horizon if Americans can help slow the spread of the virus.
We're so close. Hang in there with us. We are so close. We are weeks away from monoclonal antibodies for you, for safe and effective vaccines. We need to bridge to that day. So please, just give us a bit more time of your individual responsible behavior of washing your hands, watch your distance, wear your face coverings when you can't watch your distance.
The first diagnosed patient in the United States with COVID-19 lived in the state of Washington, diagnosed on January 20th, about the same time President Trump shut down travel from China. Fatigue, headache, and muscle aches are among the most common reported symptoms. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The president was campaigning in Macon, Georgia Friday.
Normal life like we had 7 months ago. We don't want any. We want a normal life. That'll resume. And next year will be one of the greatest years economically in the history of our country because that's where we're going.
President Trump spent the night in Las Vegas on Saturday night. How were those town halls? USA Radio News' Tim Berg weighs in.
Instead of debating in person on Thursday night, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held competing town halls on different networks in different cities. The president spending a portion of his time discussing the coronavirus and the upcoming election on NBC in Miami. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Biden covered a number of subjects on ABC, including fracking, the Supreme Court, and the 1994 crime bill. As far as how both candidates were treated, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says,
I spent 21 years in Washington as a press secretary, and I've always known Republicans have an uphill fight. Democrats get softball questions, Republicans get hardball questions. But then Donald Trump came along, and anything I thought was hard, it's almost impossible for Trump. The bias of the media and the way they come at him, I watched the ABC town hall because I wanted to see how biased it might be. I wanted to see the type of questions the audience was asking. I can tell you this because I watched a little bit of Savannah during commercials. She interrupted Donald Trump more in 60 seconds than George Stephanopoulos did to Joe Biden in 60 minutes.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.